Hollywood.
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. It's June the 4th, 2024. Welcome, fellas.
Howdy.
June the 4th be with you.
June the 4th, yes, thank you. Did you have to chase anything in the wind yesterday?
I don't think so. The chair on the patio blew over pretty early.
Okay.
And then just left it.
Yeah, no sense setting it back up.
It's yeah, just gonna blow you know it was going to do it again.
Yeah.
The cushions, I think, were inside off of the... Either that or they are gone. I'm not sure. But I think they were inside, though.
We don't really know.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't really... I don't have a lot outside to blow away, yeah. Luckily.
I did open the front door at one point. I opened the back door. One of the dogs needed to go out, so I just left the slider, you know, like open a foot or so. And then somebody delivered a package at the front door, so I went over to the front door. And when I opened the front door, it almost off the hinges. It was like, you know, it had the wind tunnel effect.
Yes.
Just, holy smokes.
That's dangerous stuff.
Yeah, and I hear blinds flapping and everything. I'm trying to, it looked like a TV movie or you know, maybe just a big screen movie where you're trying to close the door.
Right.
You know, and it's like the wind's blowing.
What is the temperature this morning and the feels like with the wind?
47. Let me look if it shows a feels like.
Oh, mine does. Mine says it feels 45. Like 42.
Yeah. Yeah, wind gusts of 22 miles an hour this morning. So, yeah, we got that going for us.
Yeah, I usually never even think about it being cold in the morning, and I was like, it feels kind of cold this morning.
Crisp, no question.
That wind.
Yeah, so maybe a couple more days, and then
beautiful. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny and 70.
Yeah,
and then
let's
80,
go.
And then 85.
Then a million.
88.
And 2 million.
I mean, then we're there, baby.
Yeah, then we're locked in. Or at least until, you know, we need it to be nice, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for Hoop Fest weekend at that point.
Yes.
I'm curious if anybody else is having a... This is a very weird and maybe overly specific question, but does anybody else have a bunny problem in their yard?
I mean,
text it in immediately. Have you got bunny issues? And how do you get rid of bunnies without, like, you know, just sniping them?
So what's the problem? Are they eating stuff up, Jay?
No. There's so many of them. I have dogs, and the dogs go crazy. So, you know, they just want to constantly chase and run, and they're ripping through, you know, landscaping. And it's just every time I turn around. And then, of course, you know, there's bunny poop the entire yard. And, you know, dogs like to do to that.
Oh, I know.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm like,
those dogs.
I mean, I told my son and his girlfriend were over, and my wife was sitting there, and I'm like, I'm just gonna. So I said to her, "Hey, does your dad have a BB gun or a pellet gun so I can get rid of these things?" And you would have thought that crimes against humanity.
You're terrible.
Yeah, terrible. And I'm like, I'm just kidding anyway. But I just thought it would be funny to see her reaction. And they're like, "You're what? You're not doing that." They're bunnies. I'm like, oh, I know, they're so cute. I wish they were gone forever.
I don't know how to get rid of rabbits because
I felt like it's got to be a secret.
Everywhere I've been around that has rabbits, they're just, it's more of, you know, property,
now,
whatever.
Now, keep in mind, I don't want to do something that the dog's going to eat and then the dog has an issue. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. like a spray or something?
Well, I don't know, or like... I mean, I'm sure you could probably put something down. Again, I'm supposed to, like, you know, humanely get rid of the bunnies, but whatever it takes. I'm like, why are you coming to our yard anyway? I have dogs running all over the place.
Are you ready for the top 10 ways to get rid of a rabbit in your yard,
oh,
Jay?
Oh, my gosh. Just give me the top 3.
I think you're going to need all 10.
Okay. All right.
Just in case.
All right, go.
Here you go. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You ready for all of it? I've got to scroll down. That's why I'm stalling.
Oh.
Never mind. I meant top nine ways to get rid of rabbits in your yard. Number nine, set traps.
Okay. I do have a trap, yeah.
Okay.
Just a cage. Then I have to relocate.
Number eight, place scary decoys like owls, hawks, falcons, and coyotes.
I already have an owl. They don't care.
Number seven, install repellent devices.
I don't know what that means.
Sound-based deterrents, motion-activated sprinklers.
Oh boy, that seems like a lot. That's a lot of work.
Actually, I think those are really easy to set up.
Motion sprinklers?
Yeah, I think they're just simple little things that are activated to get
Where am I hooking the water from? Anyway, number seven.
No,
again,
do you not have a faucet, bro?
A faucet? What the? Stupid. Next.
Apparently, you don't want to get rid of rabbits. Use commercial rabbit repellents.
Commercial rabbit repellents.
There's granular. There's liquid.
Okay. Okay.
Of course.
Is that good for a dog?
Apply do-it-yourself rabbit repellents such as cayenne pepper or chili powder, dried sulfur vinegar. Irish Spring soap.
Oh, wow. You just lay that around? And then, you know,
human
it's nice.
Human or dog hair?
Well, that didn't work. Clearly, there's dog hair all over the yard.
Huh.
Next.
Plant unappealing vegetation like chives, garlic, geraniums, onions, and rhubarb.
I can't grow the stuff I got now. Next.
Remove tall grass and shrubs.
We already paid for that stuff, though.
Okay. Number two, get rid of their shelter.
Yeah, that's trees. They go into these trees all the time. I guess you could just, you know, it's those kind that go all
place
the way.
Place something in front of the entrance, Jay. I'm just giving suggestions. And the number one way to get rid of rabbits in your yard, install fencing.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This wasn't a laughing movie.
Well, it's not funny.
Well, I mean, I guess there were some moments.
Kevin James.
But it says action, comedy, drama. So
yeah, I was it supposed to be really a comedy?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Do you think people say that at the end of this show?
Is this supposed to be a comedy?
Well, was that supposed to be a comedy?
Is that supposed to be funny? It wasn't.
Hmm.
I mean, I hope not, but it's possible. Yeah, it's actually, no. I think they know it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Yeah, this is supposed to be a comedy, guys.
I think there's confusion about that part.
It doesn't always work out, but it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Boy, I wanted to give a shout out, a congratulations.
Shout it out.
And a little jealousy this morning. I jumped on Facebook and I was scrolling through Facebook, or Meta, if you will.
Okay.
And
parent company always.
Yeah, I saw.
Just from now on, we reference everything by their parent company. It's going to get complicated.
From a nice lady named Lori.
Okay.
I don't know that she's nice. Hold on. Let me see if I actually. Well, yeah, no, she's, you can tell she's nice.
Okay.
Her profile picture is a picture of her face, and she has a nice face.
Nice face.
She does. She looks very nice.
That's
her
compliment.
Cover photo is a photo of the bulldog outside of Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Makes me love her already.
Mm-hmm. The big brass one that's right outside the...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then she said this 31 minutes ago.
Okay.
I just shut off my last 5:45 AM alarm.
Oh.
Forever.
Wow.
In all caps.
Good job, Lori.
Somebody gets to retire.
That's awesome.
Somebody gets to retire.
Good
and I was
her.
Like, man, I am so, what a great feeling that must be.
No kidding.
To go, that's the last time I'm ever going to have to do that.
It's going to be so great tomorrow when she just wakes up at 5:45 anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
So I just thought, congratulations, Lori, on retiring, I'm assuming,
yeah,
and not having to get that alarm anymore.
Yeah.
Do people usually retire on a Tuesday?
Yeah, it's mandatory, I think, for most people.
It probably has to, I'm trying to think, a date?
It's maybe just, hey, it's your, you know, 30th year anniversary or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that probably, it's probably something like that. Or you ran out of vacation days, or I don't know. It's a little unusual, but
yeah, I'm sure that there is not a standard day that you retire.
What if she's not retiring, but just from now on, she's going to go to work whenever she feels like it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'd do that.
You already do.
That's what I say.
My name is Producer Steve.
I do that.
Oh, I thought you said I did do that.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
One and only.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Good to be here.
Is it?
Well, maybe. We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah, it's too early.
So far, so good, though.
Okay, yeah.
Man, it's about to be a whole new world.
A whole new world. Why?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we're about to see each other in outfits that we've never seen each other in before.
What?
Is this not true? You don't think so?
What do you mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we've only known each other for...
Oh, we haven't been around for the summer. I see what you're saying.
So it's about to be a whole new clothes world.
I think you've seen me in gym shorts.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to see me in.
Yeah.
Minus the sweatshirt, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So it'll be a little bit different, I guess.
Yeah, and once in a while you see me without a sweatshirt. But yeah, maybe a little different, Steve. Would you be changing your attire?
I mean, I'll be wearing more t-shirts, so you'll be seeing what's under the longer sleeve.
We couldn't even say it without laughing.
So you're not going to wear shorts to work, ever?
It gets cold in here sometimes, so I don't know. And plus when...
That's actually legit. It does get cold.
Yeah, so we're not going to see a different attire from you.
Well, no, you will. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Won't see from Jay.
No, you're going to be wearing long sleeve shirts?
Well, it gets cold in here sometimes.
All right. Let's not play that game. Fine. Yeah. I'll wear shorts every day. Is that what you want?
Yeah, do it.
You want me to be cold?
Yeah.
Fine.
Jean shorts, fringes hanging down.
You're the
poor
guy
work
kinda,
environment. What? Mm-hmm. Huh?
You brought up that we would be wearing different clothes, and then I've kind of realized that none of us will be wearing anything different.
Pretty much be the same.
All right, take away my first thought.
Fine. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you could change it. You could be the guy.
You're the guy. See, you're the piece that needs to change.
You could
it
either
up.
Wear a suit every day, or you could wear shorts, or you could, you know what? You could be like one of our coworkers and wear swim trunks. I mean, I don't know.
Who's wearing swim trunks?
Don't worry about it.
Huh.
I mean, you could do that. You could be that person.
Well, I don't want to copy anybody.
Well, I just saw an ad for some swim trunks that they were like,
really?
They're more than swim trunks. You can swim in them and they're your daily wearers.
Yeah,
you
know, I've seen that, yeah.
They're really promoting them just to wear all the time.
Are swim trunks like super comfortable?
These ones look like they were.
They do? Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Normally, swim trunks aren't normally the thing I would just like wear around.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Well, do they have pockets?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Because some are without pockets. And that, I mean, then where do you put your keys? And
yeah, any sort of, any pair of shorts, pants, anything that comes without pockets should immediately be thrown away. What do you do when you don't have pockets?
Yeah, it's not handy.
How am I supposed to walk around?
Pocketless?
I can't. Well, I can't not have pockets. My hands are in my pockets all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if you're being sarcastic right now or if you're...
Kevin, are my hands in my pockets?
They are, and everybody needs pockets.
Got to have pockets, man. Steve, what do you have in your pockets right now?
My wallet, my key card.
For the building, keys. Yep. Keys. You have your keys in your pocket? Take them out. Lay them on the counter. Forget them later.
No, that seems dangerous. Why would I do that? I feel a little uneasy about putting my phone on the counter.
Because you're worried Kevin will steal it or something? Or what do we...
No, just that I'll forget it. Huh. Like, I've always, before this, I usually was a phone in pocket, like, all the time. Now I put my phone on the counter.
Wow, risky business. I don't think, do people normally, Kevin, just carry their keys in their pocket 24/7? Like, I mean, you go to work and you keep your key in your pocket all the time for your car?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? Oh, because you only have one key.
No, I mean, I have a...
Let me see your keys.
I have a full of them.
You're full of them, all right.
I have a full of them.
I have a few of them. I have... Oh, that's quite a bit. You keep those in your pocket?
In my sweatshirt pocket, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Is that too much?
If I don't keep them in my pocket, then I put them in my...
Your mouth?
My briefcase.
Your plastic bag?
Yes. So I don't like...
Stay out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If I ever have to pull the car over again, I will... Make you regret it for the rest of your life.
Make you regret it.
Kevin James.
I think I can promise that. Oh, my God. I had an aneurysm.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, we've got $500 worth of free fuel to give away. It's a free fuel Friday this week and for a few Fridays in a row here where we qualify you. And then on Friday, we draw and somebody gets $500. That's a fun way to do it. We'll give you your first chance to qualify here just before 7 o'clock. So hold on.
Oh, that was impressive.
Oh, thanks.
Skills with a Z.
What does Dolly Parton do to stay young? It's a fair question.
I mean...
I don't know if you're going to get the definitive answer, yeah, Kevin, like these three steps.
I don't want to guess the things I was going to guess, so you go ahead.
Being creative really helps a lot. And I live on spiritual and creative energy, and both of those are very strong energies, as you know. I stay active, too. I don't have time to get old. I mean, I'm old in years, but I don't feel it.
I was hoping she would say something like specific. I mix cayenne pepper in a glass of water every day, and it's you know something like, oh, I could do that, but when you just say, you know, creative energy, it's hard to kind of
make sense,
put your thumb on it. Yeah, yeah, well, sure.
She's, but it's nothing you're going to be able to steal, necessarily.
No, not an easy steal, just activity.
Right.
And I feel like that'll do her.
Keeping that brain active.
Yep. Also, what does she wear when she's home? That's kind of an interesting question, because she's always dressed
she's
up.
So made up.
Yeah. He's into, what does she wear at home? Let's see if you can figure it out.
Oh, the slouchiest clothes I have, like everybody else. I have my junk clothes that I'm comfortable in, but I usually have a pair of high heels, at least because I can't reach my cabinets without them.
Do you understand all that?
Nope.
Okay. Steve, did you understand it?
Well, she got high heels.
She got high heels on because she can't reach the cabinets.
Oh. So she has, I thought she said junk clothes?
Junk clothes, I think is what she called them, yeah.
Junk clothes, high heels, junk, so she can reach the cabinet.
I want to see more than you can possibly imagine. Dolly Parton, just like, you know, like an oversized sweatshirt, sweatpants and high heels, so she can reach the cabinet. Like just walking around in heels? Like you don't have like a step stool or something? It's just easier to have the heels on.
I'm used to being in heels.
Then I can easily reach the cabinet.
Oh, the slouchiest clothes I have, like everybody else. I have my junk clothes that I'm comfortable in. But I usually have a pair of high heels, at least because I can't reach my cabinets without them.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, she definitely says junk clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she starts with slouchy clothes. Slouchy clothes like everybody else. I have my junk clothes. What do you call your clothes that you wear at home, Kevin? Work clothes?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Comfy clothes?
Steve?
Yeah, comfy. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for them?
I don't know. What do you wear at home? I don't know that I label them. I would probably just say sweats or shorts. But I don't, junk clothes works, I guess.
I do label them.
You label them? You literally label them? That sounds about right. It's literally got at-home Tuesday clothes. Folded up nicely at the end of the bed.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Right. You know, John Party, he doesn't party.
That's right. Yeah, he kind of gave up the party life.
He gave up the party life because he said it started affecting him, and then he was like, you know what? This is not cool.
When you see fans waiting in line outside, and they're so excited to come to the show, and you just basically let them down the night before because you're out just being selfish, it means a lot when you come to my shows and you line up and you're excited. You know, I don't ever want them to be like, he sucked.
I mean... That's a pretty mature way of looking at it, right? Where you go, that's just such a simple answer to, you know what? I probably wasn't my best tonight because I was selfish last night.
Yeah.
And good for him.
It's a great way to look at it.
Not everybody gets there, so well done. Pat Sajak is in his last week, and they've been.
I know Friday's his last day.
I don't know if you've been noticing, but his daughter has been doing some interviews.
Oh, I have not.
She's been interviewing Pat, which is, I think it's kind of fun.
That is cool. It's a cool way to do it.
Yeah, so she's been asking him about, you know, how he feels and why he decided to do it.
Last week of shows for you on Wheel. How do you feel?
It's surprisingly okay. You know, this was announced a long time ago, almost a year ago, so I've had time to sort of get used to it, and it's been a little bit wistful and all that, but I'm enjoying it and taking it all in and reflecting on a great run. I do know that somewhere along the line, we became more than a popular show. We became part of the popular culture, and more importantly, we became part of people's lives, and that's been awfully gratifying.
Yeah, 40 years, that's a pretty good run.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who Wheel of Fortune is part of their nightly routine.
Oh, totally.
I know so many people who do that.
Yeah. And then, you know, on why he decided to go now.
What made you decide that this is the right time for you to leave the show?
I've always said to you, you've heard me say this dozens of times, I'd rather leave a couple years too early than a couple of years too late. Could I still do it? Yeah, I think I could for a while. There's also some other things in life that we'd like to do, and I'm enjoying this last year. It's been a great 40 years, and I'm looking forward to whatever's ahead. I'm perfectly happy if it just means that I'll continue with my crossword puzzles and play with grandchildren, hint, hint, hint. No pressure.
That's great.
I love that.
Had to work it in.
Yeah, absolutely. You got an opportunity, you take it. That's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is June the 4th, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right.
What? This is sincerity. Do you not know the difference between sarcasm and sincerity?
Clearly not.
Kevin James.
Yeah, we are being sincere right now. Coming up, though, it's not going to be as good for you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's let them pick their tickets. 509-441-0999. If you'd like to play, let's play a little game we like to call On the Line. You just answer a trivia question. If you get it right, you stay on the line. If you're, you know, the person who answers the seventh trivia question correctly, you get to pick your ticket. And our tickets to choose from today are the Webb Slew Jet Boat Race tickets, the Lind Combine tickets, or Watershed tickets. You can pick your ticket. So call now, 509-441-0999.
You're on the line.
You just get on the line. You stay on the line. You win on the line. That's how that works.
Yeah, buddy.
509-441-0999. All I got to do is answer your question right, and then you get to stay on the line.
And if you remember On the Line, it's just kind of all over the place. The questions, you never know. I mean, they're all gettable. You could just stay on the line, get all seven, and just be the winner.
That's true. You've got to answer them in a relatively short amount of time.
Yes.
Justin.
Yes.
All right, Justin, you're on the line. Let's give you the first question. If you get it right, you stay on. If not, we'll say goodbye and ask you to maybe try again. Here we go.
Watershed, you could win Watershed tickets right now if you win this. Watershed's at the Gorge, of course, in George Washington. Speaking of George Washington, what was his wife's name?
Linda.
Have a great day, buddy. Appreciate you.
That made me laugh.
Well, you know, he answered quickly, and I appreciated that. I did appreciate that.
Oh, Linda Washington.
Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Good morning.
What's your name?
David.
David?
Christopher.
Christopher.
Christopher David. All right, George Washington. That's where Watershed is held, at the Gorge. Speaking of George Washington, what was his wife's name?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Margaret.
Dang it. Sorry, Christopher. Appreciate
so close,
you, buddy.
I could feel it.
509-441-0999. That's one of those you're like, I know this, and because I learned it in school. But, man, it's been a minute since I've been in school.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Do you know who George Washington's wife was?
Martha?
Did you say Martha?
He said Martha.
It almost sounded like you said no, sir, and then I'm like, Martha. Yeah, that is right. You're on the line, buddy. Hold on.
Hold on, Jeremy. Hold on. No, sir?
No, sir?
That would have been a great answer,
no,
though.
No, sir?
Who is he, Bruce?
Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hello, it's Carter.
Carter?
Yep.
Carter.
All right, Carter.
You're on the line.
See if you can stay on the line and go back and forth here. Hoop Fest is later this month. Within five, how many years old is Hoop Fest?
30.
That's going to be good enough. Wow. That's going to be good enough to be on the line. It's 34 years old.
That was nice. All right, Carter, hold on for a second. We got to go back to Jeremy.
You're on the line.
Jeremy, here we go with question number three.
Jeremy, do not blow it.
Wow, that's confidence.
What is the main ingredient in hand sanitizer?
Alcohol.
Sorry, bud.
Dang it. All right. Sorry, Jeremy. Now we got to go. That means we got to go back over here. Carter.
Yep.
Kevin.
Carter, main ingredient in hand sanitizer?
It's the gel they use. I forget what it's actually called.
What are you going to do now, Kevin?
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, Carter,
and
dang it.
And now I'm starting to realize that it may not be all hand sanitizer. Yes, it is. It's all hand sanitizer, right, Jay?
Is it sanitizer?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it Martha?
Yes, no. It's Martha. Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Brian knows what's
Brian.
Up.
Hi, Brian.
Hey.
Brian, what's the main ingredient in hand sanitizer?
I would say water.
Water is right, yeah.
Water,
guys.
Water
mixed with alcohol.
Wow.
Brian goes, wow. Brian, you're hold on. Line. You're on the line, Brian. Hold on. Hi, Jane Kevin Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kevin.
Kevin! Kevin on the phone.
Kevin
on the air.
All right, Luke Bryan. He's going to be at Watershed, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a judge on American Idol. Which network does American Idol air on?
ABC.
Oh, he's on the line.
Yeah, hold on for one second. All right. That puts us back over here to Brian. Brian, how we doing?
Good.
All right, Brian.
You're on the line.
The Summer Olympics start next month, end of July. Where are this year's Summer Games taking place?
France,
Kevin.
More specific?
I don't know. I just know France.
Just know France.
I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
But is he right? That's the question.
I mean, did you ask what city they were in, or did you ask
where are
they?
The Summer Games
you
this
year? Where they are.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
All right, Brian.
Hold on for a second.
I mean, it's Paris.
Yeah. I got what you're saying there. What question are we up to, Kevin?
I mean, they're not going to, like on the logo and stuff, it's not going to say
France.
It's going to say Paris.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like Brian. I like Brian a lot, and so okay. I'm gonna let him skate by on that one.
Gosh dang it! Sorry.
We are on question six.
Six. I forgot your name. What was your name?
Kevin.
How can you forget it?
I love this show. Kevin, here we go. Question number six.
Here we go, Kevin.
You just answered it like you're an idiot. Too.
What
so great.
Date did Mount St. Helens erupt?
Ooh.
1983? I don't know.
That is correct. You do not know.
Kevin, you cheat! <cheat. laughs>
I'm sorry.
All right, Kevin. Sorry, buddy. Hang in there, man. Appreciate it.
It's the fun of on the line, man. You go through them.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. All right, Brian. You can't answer France on this one.
What date did Mount St. Helens erupt, Brian?
March 27th, 1980.
Oh, Brian, you got the right year, but the wrong date.
Dang it, Brian. All right, 509-441-0999. Sorry, Brian. Hi, Jane. Kevin Show. Who's this?
Jeremy,
here we go. You're on the line. Jeremy.
What date did Mount St. Helens erupt?
What day?
What date?
Date.
Yeah.
Full date.
Mm-hmm. March 23rd, 1980.
See you, buddy.
That is incorrect.
Jane, Kevin Show. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Austin.
What do you think? Mount St. Helens, when did it erupt?
March 27th,
1980.
Why do people keep saying that?
Why does people say March 27th? That is not right.
No, that's not right.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Hi, Jay and Kevin.
I mean,
show.
It's making me doubt myself because I didn't look this one up, but I know it.
Coyote Country, hi. What's your name?
Kevin.
What is it?
Oh, man. Is it Kevin again?
I don't know. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Larry.
Larry?
On the line.
Did all the women stop listening today?
Yeah, they don't want to answer the questions.
What date did Mount St. Helens erupt?
May 18th, 1980.
There it is. You are on the line. Hang on.
You said Larry, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Stand by, Larry.
Well,
this is the bummer.
One question.
Whoever calls right now could get this question right and win.
Okay.
Or it could go back to Larry, who's on the line.
Jane Kevin Show, who's this?
Drama.
Amber.
Guess what?
Just sneaks in at the end.
On the line.
Here we go,
Coke
Amber.
Coke is the number one soft drink in America. What drink is now tied for second place with Pepsi?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
TikTok. Three.
Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper. Amber, that's how you win the game.
Oh my gosh.
You snuck in at the end. You let the boys do all the work.
Only got to get one right.
And you jumped in and you got it. Yeah, Dr. Pepper is now tied for second place in America as the favorite soft drink.
That's great. I had no idea.
I looked over at my husband and he gave me this look like I have zero idea.
He's like, what are you looking at me for?
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Nice.
All right, so which tickets do you think you want? Amber, you get to pick your tickets. You get Watershed, or you can go to the Lind Combine Derby dealio thingamabobber, or you can go to the Web Slew Jet Boat Races. What are we going to do?
Let's do Watershed.
Yeah.